Australia left in a hurry. Now, this was originally the warmest room. Right through those walls is the hive. We are close to street level, it makes sense. But this drop in temperature happened a couple of days after the Wiccans moved in. Couldn't explain it, but they also started to notice hot spots and cold spots. Spots that were incredibly hot, usually felt by men, and I do get a lot of men on tour that leave this room. They find the heat unbearable. I get a lot of women in this room who feel cold spots. Spots that are quite
really cold.
Yeah?
I do.
Do you feel better just there? Because usually a cold spot is where someone else is standing. It's usually quite tingly to the cheek, quite painful to the skin. That's exactly what the Wiccans noticed. And every time they came to their temple, their stomachs would turn to knots. They feel physically sick. They had a distinct feeling they were no longer welcome down here. And so George decided to do something about it. He decided to confront whatever was in here. And so he decided to spend the night in the protection of his circle. Before we had lights, he had just a torch, a book, and a sleeping bag. And he waited. Not much happened. He got bored. He read his book for a while. He waited again. Eventually, he got bored, he got tired, he got comfortable, and he drifted off to sleep. But he was awoken. By a big bang in that corner just there. And George sat up, he grabbed his torch, but it wouldn't work. So he sat there in the absolute darkness and waited. He wasn't scared. This is paranormal. This is what he deals in with every single day. But the next sound, he describes the scratching, like someone dragging their feet. Okay, just across the desk. I jumped down and started to circle around him. I got faster and faster and faster. George held to the charms around his neck and started to pray. Pray that whatever it was would calm down. That would slow down. Calm down. Stop. Stop just there. He waited again. He thought maybe he'd calmed it down enough, but all too soon, the noise started up. This time though, up the wall. Until it stopped, just above his head. Now, George didn't like this. It was quite aggressive behavior. Imagine hearing this in the darkness. But also now he could hear whatever it was inside his circle. He no longer felt protected, and George let it out of him. But he did come back many times to try and solve the problem, to try and calm it down and move it out. But whatever was in here was not moving. And so the Wiccans left. They went down the street, as you saw. The last thing George did in this room, he reversed the energy of the circle. Instead of being a circle of protection, George claims it's now a circle of negative energy, and whatever negativity was in the room is confined to that circle. But this room is quite famous. Most Haunted Live filmed in here. They told George's story. Their sound recorders jumped in there and got three very deep scratch marks instantly appearing on the back of his neck. I've seen people in there being pushed. I've seen someone faint, that was probably most horrific. I've seen people cry in there. I've seen a lot of things happen in there. Panic attacks are quite common in there as well. But this does get me, because I do believe in the power of the mind, and I do believe in the power of suggestion, which is what a lot of people think we do to you on these tours. But the only people that jump in that circle are skeptics, people that don't believe in this. And when they jump in that circle and react to that strongly, I do question what's down here. Now, of course, it is entirely up to you if you want to jump in a circle. Now, it does bring on bad luck. A lot of people who have worked for the company jump in there and experience extreme bad luck. But my only rule is, if you're going to jump in there, make sure you have a friend on the outside willing to pull you out if something does happen to you. So it won't be me, folks, okay? Unlike you, I have to come back to the vaults every day, and I have seen enough to satisfy my curiosity. Thank you. But I'll meet you outside. Please don't be here too long. We do have to get to the last vault, which is, of course, the most haunted vault.